Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a bass arrangement in Ableton Live 12 with modern punch and vintage soul, designed for jungle, old school DNB and rollers. Now, this is not just about making a heavy bass line. The real goal is to make the bass arrange like a record. It needs to breathe with the breakbeat, answer the drums, and evolve across the tune without losing that huge low-end foundation. In drum and bass, the bass is never just a loop sitting there. It's a conversation. It's the sub-weight talking to the kick and snare. It's movement versus clarity. It's that old-school sampling attitude, but with modern mix discipline. And when you get that balance right, the whole track starts feeling finished. So here's the mindset for this lesson. Think intention curves, not just loops. The bass should have a start, a push, a release, and a return. Even if the MIDI is simple, the energy should move like a performance. Let's start by setting up two separate bass rolls. On one track, load operator and build a clean sine-based sub. Keep it simple. Keep it direct. Oscillator can be a sine wave. The filter can be off or very open, and you want no unnecessary processing at the start. If you want strict control, keep it mono. The job of this layer is to hold the floor. It should be stable, centered, and solid. On a second track, load wave eatable for your mid-bass or reese layer. This is where the attitude lives. Use saw-based or harmonically rich waveforms, add a little unison, and keep the detune subtle. You want movement, not chaos. A low-pass filter with moderate resonance can give you that classic jungle tension. This layer is where the vintage soul comes from, but we'll still keep it disciplined. Why split the bass like this? Because in drum and bass, the lowest energy must stay mono and controlled. If the sub is trying to be wide or overly textured, the mix falls apart fast. So clean sub below, movement above. That's the formula. Now let's write the subline, and this part matters a lot. Don't program it like a melody first. Program it like a drum part. A good starting point is a two-bar phrase. Maybe bar 1 has a long note on beat 1, then a short pickup before beat 3. Bar 2 can leave space on the downbeat and answer later in the bar, maybe on the offbeat after the snare. Then repeat that idea with a small variation. That kind of phrasing feels much more like jungle. It gives the break room to talk. And this is a huge coaching point. Let the break dictate bass density. If your drums are busy, simplify the bass. If the drums are more sparse, the bass can answer more boldly. The bass should never trample the snare or crowd the ghost notes. Leave gaps. Use silence as part of the groove. In the piano roll, keep note lengths tight enough to avoid mud, but don't be afraid of slight overlaps if you want a legato glide feel. Short notes create tension. Longer notes create menace. Use that contrast intentionally. Now shape the sub with more than just volume. Add saturator after operator, lightly. Just a little drive, maybe 1 to 4 dB, with soft clip-on if needed. This helps the sub read on smaller speakers by adding harmonics, without destroying the clean low end. Then use EQ8 for cleanup. If needed, you can high-pass very low rumble around 20 to 30 Hz, but be careful not to remove the fundamental. If the low end feels boomy, a gentle dip somewhere around 50 to 80 Hz may help, depending on the note range. The key is to tidy, not thin. Also check the envelope on the operator. Very fast attack, short to medium decay, and a release that stays tight. If your sub notes are inconsistent, a mild compressor can help, but don't flatten the life out of it. You want controlled breathing, not a squashed blob. Now let's move to the reese or mid layer. This is where we get that gritty, moving character. On wave eatable, build a richer tone with saws or similar harmonically dense waves. Add 2 to 4 voices of unison, keep the detune subtle and use a low-pass filter to shape the top. Then bring an auto filter after that, so you can animate the movement. A slow LFO or a filter sweep sync to the phrase can make the bass feel alive. What's important here is restraint. You do not need the reese to be huge in stereo all the time. You need it to feel unstable in a musical way. That slight wobble, that grind, that breathy texture, that's where the vintage soul comes from. After the filter, try saturator or drum boss for some grit. Keep it subtle. On the mid layer, a little drive or crunch can help it cut through chopped breaks. But be careful with boom on the bass boss. If you use drum boss, keep the low end enhancement under control. Now we connect the bass to the breakbeat. Loop 2 bars of your drums and listen carefully to where the kick and snare accents land. In jungle and old school DNB, the bass often feels strongest when it leaves space around the snare, then returns with force right after. That call and response feeling is everything. Try shifting some bass notes a few milliseconds earlier or later if needed. Small timing nudges can make the groove feel more human, more sampled, more alive. If your break has ghost notes and little fills, Don't fight them. Let the bass answer them instead of stepping on them. Here's a useful phrase structure to think about. Bars 1 and 2 stay a little restrained, letting the drums establish the groove. Bars 3 and 4 open up a bit more. Maybe the bass answers more aggressively, where the rhythm gets a little busier. Then in bars 5 and 6, you add a variation, perhaps a slightly higher note or a different ending. Bars 7 and 8 can strip back a little to create a mini release before the next section. That way, the bass isn't just repeating, it's telling a story. Now let's talk about stereo discipline, because this is critical. Keep the sub fully mono. If anything in the chain introduces width, use utility and bring width to 0% on the sub track. On the mid layer, a little width is fine, but keep the low end under control. A smart move is to high pass the res layer somewhere around 80 to 120 Hz so it doesn't fight the sub. That one decision alone can clean up a jungle bass mix massively. This is one of those things that separates a great bass line from a muddy one. In DNB, the kick, snare, and sub all need to live in the same fast-moving rhythm grid. If the bass is too wide down low, the track loses impact on a club system fast. Next, let's add automation. Because a static bass line rarely feels alive, use filter automation on the res layer to open slightly at the end of every four-bar phrase. Maybe push the saturator drive up a little before a drop or switch up. Maybe give the bass a tiny level lift on the answer phrase. These are small moves, but they create motion. A great trick is to automate a little silence. Seriously, mute the bass for half a beat before the drop or before a snare accent. That missing moment can make the re-entry hit much harder than just piling on more layers. In this style, subtraction is power. Now once the bass pattern is working, resample it. Create a new audio track, set it to resample or route in your bass bus, and record a few bars of the combined sub and mid movement. This is where things get fun, because now you can chop the bass like a breakbeat. You can reverse a tail, stutter a hit, mute a note, or layer a tiny fill from the printed audio. This gives the tune that sampled old-school energy, while still letting you keep modern control. It also makes it easier to build fills that feel intentional instead of just programmed. After that, route both bass tracks to a bass group. On the group, keep processing light. Maybe a tiny EQ cleanup, maybe a gentle compressor for blue, maybe a touch of drum bus if you want more density. But don't overcompress. Drum and bass needs punch and transient life. If the group is squashed too hard, the whole groove loses movement. A good starting point for the bass bus is a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz if things get cloudy, and a compressor with a low ratio, maybe around 1.5 to 2 to 1, with slow attack and medium release. Just a few dB of gain reduction is usually enough. Now arrange the bass like a record. Think intro, drop, switch, release. For example, the intro can tease filtered sub hints without bringing in the full res. Then drop 1 brings the full bass groove with the break. Then a switch up can remove the sub for a beat or a bar, letting the drums and a bass fill speak. Drop 2 can bring in a variation, maybe more saturation or a slightly different ending. Then the outro strips back to drums and filtered bass for a clean DJ mix out. That arrangement logic is what makes the track feel like a finished tune instead of a loop. It also gives room for the break to stay featured, which is important in jungle. The bass should support the break, not bury it. Now let's cover a few common mistakes, because these come up all the time. First, don't make the sub too wide. Keep it mono. Second, don't overwrite the break with too many bass notes. Leave space around the snare and ghost note details. Third, don't distort the sub too much. If you want dirt, put more of it on the mid layer. Fourth, don't let the res dominate the low mids. If needed, high pass it and clean up any fog around 200 to 400 Hz. Fifth, don't get stuck in a static 4-bar loop. Add a variation every 4 or 8 bars, even if it's just one note, one filter move, or one dropout. And finally, don't forget arrangement context. Always test the bass with the drums, not just in isolation. Here are a few pro moves to push it further. Use note velocity as phrasing, not just loudness. A slightly stronger or softer note can make a repeated pattern feel performed rather than copied. Pick one or two impact notes per phrase and give them extra character. Maybe more saturation, maybe a longer release, maybe a small filter lift. If the track feels too flat, try rhythmic displacement. Move one bass hit a 16th note early or late in the second half of the phrase. That tiny shift can make the line feel more human and sample-like. You can also use call and response between registers. Let the first half of the phrase sit lower, then answer with a slightly higher or brighter note in the second half. That gives the bass line a conversational shape without needing a whole new sound. And if you want extra dirt, duplicate the mid layer, crush it with heavy saturation or distortion, then blend it in quietly. Parallel dirt like that can add rude character while preserving the main tone. For a quick practice exercise, build a 2-bar bass line first. Use operator sign on the sub-track and wave eatable on the mid layer. Light saturation on both. Then put a chopped break underneath and make sure the bass leaves room for the snare. Automate the Reese filter to open a little on the last beat of bar 2. Then duplicate that idea into 8 bars and make one change every 2 bars. One note change, one filter move, one dropout, one saturation increase. If you want to really lock it in, render it to Audito and try one reverse slice or mute edit. If you can make the bass feel like it belongs in a real jungle tune, not just a loop, then you're on the right path.